producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to be in California at Cal Jam, and I think almost all the tickets are sold out, but you can still sign up to watch it on streams at caljam.com. There's links on InfoWars.com, but I'd like to just hear on air when David Knight's sitting in doing a fabulous job Friday, Sunday, or Monday. I'll be calling in as well and probably doing some Skype reports, so I'll be on the show some as well, at least Sunday and Monday. But I'd like to invite Gerald on about trends and his new trends research, if he can do it Friday or a Monday, but we'll see. Just so much to talk about with Gerald Celente. We should also have him back on, just open the phones up so you can call him with your wild card points. Gerald, I've been asking most of the questions myself, but the criminality is accelerating. I think the establishment is just desperate and doesn't know what to do. I don't see it working, but I see Shitcom and others, you know, declaring war on Russia this week, saying we're now in a war with Russia and sending in, you know, brigades of armor and announcing that they're in cyber war with them. Even during the Cold War and in the Cuban Missile Crisis, there wasn't rhetoric like this. I mean, I really see behavior out of elites that shows that they really are. I mean, used to, we at least had generals and presidents that had been in heavy combat, like JFK or Dwight D. Eisenhower. They weren't perfect, but, I mean, they understood that they weren't bulletproof. I just think the white shoe boys you talk about are so insulated. They think they're, you know what, doesn't stink. And I see historically the type of chutzpah that destroys civilizations. I mean, I don't know if we're going to make it because of these people, Gerald.
Well, again, that's what I was saying. You know, we need a new way. Well, look at the people. Who are we talking about? Let's put faces and names together. Lloyd Blank, fine. How about Blank Face? Pelosi, not so Feinstein. McConnell, Reed, little Lindsey Graham. How could any self-respecting person look up to these people? Obama, one lie. Hey, great job. Hey, remember that speech you gave about our strategic alliances with Yemen and how our security and intelligence are doing so great? Yeah, happy days in Yemen. Oh, you forget this one? We're going to be out of there by an Afghanistan before you know it. Oh, you're changing the tune. Look at the people. You want some arrogance? Hey, how about Hillary Clinton? Hey, bring back Dick Cheney. Let's hear a liar again. Put him out on the media. Look at this guy, this General Scales. Yeah, rotted fish scales that is saying on Fox that we need to kill some more Russians over there in Ukraine and send them over in body bags so that Putin will get the message. Why put a nut like
no president
television?
Ever talked like that. That is literal thug gangster talk. That's what I mean. These people are crazy.
They're crazy. And no one wants to call them what they are. Instead, they call them congressman, senator, and president.
Well, I mean, no one. Imagine Ronald Reagan saying, we need to send a bunch of dead Russians over there. That'll teach them. That was started a nuclear war. And the Russians aren't perfect, but, I mean, they are freaking out, getting ready for war. They're scared. Putin stays in a bunker most of the time. I mean, this is dangerous, folks.
Everyone that has followed the Ukraine crisis from the beginning knows who started it. Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State.
But she's a feminist, so it's okay. If she destroys the planet, it's okay.
But that's different, of course. If only the women were in charge. Yeah, like that Samantha Powers and Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton that started the Libyan War. Oh, yeah, peace on earth. Oh, and what's her name's over there? Samantha Powers? She's over there in Brussels 2 weeks ago saying that NATO's not putting enough money into defense. So when you look who started the Ukraine war, whether you like Yanukovych or not, the United States engineered the overthrow of a democratically elected government and installed a puppet Poroshenko. You look at the look what's going on.
Oh, it's, we've totally lost the moral high ground. We've got to remove the criminals. Gerald Celente, Trends Research, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to Gerald Celente very, very soon.
Thanks, Alex.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends, on this live worldwide Tuesday edition, the 24th day of March, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. Former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs will be joining us at the bottom of the hour because of the fact that he and I are both being attacked now by name by the Army Times and scores of other publications, and they are engaging in classic disinformation ops against the American people. You can see the tactics of deception that are here. And there is a 15-minute video that I shot for the nightly news last night that's red-linked on Infowars.com titled Army and MSM Launch Disinfo PsyOps Against the American People. Special Operations Leadership Attempts to Downplay Military Drills, Listing Texas as Hostile. And what they go on to deny is that there's basically any plan for the military to be used in domestic disturbances or for gun confiscation or for martial law, when in the last 20 years we've seen it grow into a giant official main mission of NORTHCOM and SOUTHCOM to suppress the American people. They try to deceive the military and deceive the public and deceive law enforcement by saying, oh, there's anti-military groups that are claiming all these lies. No, in our report we shot last night, we show more than 40 mainstream news articles and official government documents stating the plan to have a national police force under the president, commanded by the U.S. military. It has nothing to do with the troops on the ground who are being basically put into these positions. And the fact that they would deny for decades that they were militarizing or federalizing police, that they would deny that they were moving towards the North American Union, that they would deny that they were moving towards a plan to dissolve the borders that was in the SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership, that they would deny that there was even an Asia-Pacific partnership that's now being ratified secretly, and Congress can't even get a copy of it. That was in Bloomberg and The Guardian and CNBC Sunday. All of this is real. All of this is happening. And they don't want to ever admit any of it's happening, even though it's happening in plain view, so that we can never have a debate about it. The military is being also replaced with autonomous robots, land, sea, and air. That was announced a decade ago that by 2025, basically the entire fighting force would be robotic. Look at the Brisbane Times today. Robots to replace almost half of jobs over the next 20 years, expert. Steve Wozniak, one of the founders of Apple, the future of AI is scary and very bad for people. They're all warning us, Bill Joy, you name it, the ones that have a conscience. And you ask, why does this tie into the military? Because the globalists are publicly building a world not for people. We're having a debate about loving our military. Who doesn't archetypally love their warriors? If a civilization doesn't respect their warriors, they die. If you don't respect your women, you fall apart. If you don't respect children and the family, you're done. And all of that's being dismantled. And the very globalists that have seized the country, that have the borders wide open, that are moving against our Second Amendment, are in Newsweek, Bloomberg, Daily Beast, New York Magazine, I mean, I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of publications in the last week, not just on this military story, but others, have opened fire on us. And I say, praise the Lord, literally. I love it. When I get attacked, I know I'm over the target. That's my radar to go right in like a radar-guided missile, right into the enemy. They turn on their radar to try to scan us, try to attack us. All that is a homing beacon for me to go right in on the enemy. I point my nose right at the heaviest fire I can get and go straight in. And it's really intensifying, and I love it. So bring it, whatever it is. And I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking to be shut up or killed. But, hey, if that comes with it, praise the Lord, it's part of God's plan. I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to expose abortion, and I'm going to expose gun control and open borders and planetary tyranny until I am 6 feet under, pushing daisies until I'm on the black side, not the green side. You got it? That's what's going to happen. It feels good in my soul, in my heart, in my intellect. My morale's never been higher. My crew's morale's never been higher. And the liberty movement's morale's never been higher. We are firing up to defeat the globalist. End of story. And folks can crawl in a ditch and submit to all this or live in denial about it and take their real coward's way out. Or you can decide to do something about it. But if you want to do something about it, you got to first admit to yourself this war is going on and this war is real. This republic is in a death battle right now with globalist forces that have seized control of the District of Criminals. Remember this article? Out of Foreign Policy, Washington Post last year, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. And here's the latest article today. Conspiracy groups question USA Southcom mission in Texas. And they go into attacking Joe Biggs and myself, a direct shake and bake. This is a direct psyop, classic lies. I knew what they would write before they wrote it. And they've done it exactly as we knew they would. What a joke. What a sick joke. To try to make everything we say sound like a lie without ever actually linking to our claims. That's what they always do. And this is meant to manipulate the military more than anybody else. I remember when they came out for 2 weeks after Katrina when we were reporting they were gun confiscating, and they said, no, no one's doing that. And then they decided to flip back, go, okay, we'll just show the video on TV, try to sell to the public on ABC, NBC, CBS. Remember Obama said, I'm not coming after any of your guns, not your rifles, not your shotguns, not your semi-autos, not your handguns. He had Joe Biden say it over and over again in the first campaign, 2008. Over and over again. And then when he came after your guns, he said, we're not coming after your guns. And Bloomberg was in the news funding tens of millions of dollars a month to get our guns and to finance state elections and city elections all over the country. He had an article. Well, he gave a speech saying, I'm the most pro-Second Amendment person there is. I believe in the right to keep and bear arms. While he was pushing the total abolition of civilian ownership of firearms and the UN Unitaire Treaty. There is no attempt to put military on the streets. There is no attempt to take your guns. You can keep your doctor. It'll cut your health bill in half to the cost of a phone bill or cable bill. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. You didn't build your business. I'm not going to open up the borders. Do people recognize bald-faced lies when they're in our face? I mean, I'm not even that smart. I just got common sense when people are sitting there shoveling lies and setting up classical tyrannies here in this republic. They announced 2 weeks ago they're going to start executive action taking private IRAs and education funds. They announced that they're going to start arresting anybody who keeps cash, even though there's no law. They are announcing all of this across the board right now. It all goes together like a horse and carriage. Look at this article. New York Times mentioned this. Law lets IRS seize accounts on suspicion, no crime required. And it talks about 40 years Carol Henders dished out Mexican specialties at her modest cash-only restaurant. Had like 8 seats at the diner. For just as long, she deposited the earnings at a small bank branch a block away. And it goes through in the lengthy article that it was all had taxes paid on it, everything, and that they still basically took everything out of her bank account and moved to start indicting her. And then they admitted this happens to tens of thousands of people. There isn't even a law. They say law. They interpret a law, kind of like the ATF says they're interpreting this 223 situation. So that headline is not even accurate. But this is what's going on. Now, that dovetails with our article that's linked on drudgereport.com right now to talk about tyranny. Feds urge banks to call cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more. When I take a crew of 5 or 6 reporters to Europe, I give them all $2,000 and they give me receipts, but in case the cards quit working, which happens all the time, we've got money. That's not, if we're carrying $10,000 cash on us, we're not criminals. Cash isn't illegal. This whole phony drug war, the banks launder the drug money publicly, and then they act like we're criminal taking company money or after-tax money out of the bank. And then they've got kangaroo juries on these federal juries, who a lot of times are government agents, and the judge will order them to convict you, even though there's no statute there. Or the statute says tens of thousands of dollars over and over again that wasn't after tax that you're then keeping and not paying tax on, but they just apply it to something else. Just like the IRS is going after the Tea Party right now. This is persecution. We'll tell you about this when we come back. But it all ties in together on every front. We're going into a tyranny. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just bend over and do whatever I'm told. That will ensure total destruction of our freedoms. Do you understand they're announcing they're going to take your pension funds? That's why they're getting the army ready.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're the pretender. What if I say I'll never surrender? What if I say I'll never surrender?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and we've got the Foo Fighters bringing us in asking, who are you? Which side are you on? The choice has never been clearer that our republic is in the grip of a global corporate conspiracy calling itself the New World Order, establishing a new form of dictatorship known as technocracy over the planet. This has been announced at Davos this year, last year, and the year before. It's been announced by Zbigniew Brzezinski all over the news and in four different books. It's been announced on CNBC over and over and over again. It's been announced in the Financial Times of London by their foreign editor, who attacked us a few years ago and said, and now for world government, was the headline. And then after we read his article on air, he wrote another article attacking us by name and said world government doesn't exist and that we were insane. This is the mind game they play. No one's coming after your guns. We just want you to turn them in. And we got a bunch of bills to do it. Obamacare cuts your prices in half, even though it doubles or triples them. It's classic gaslighting, which is a psychological term known since the 30s, where you walk up and say, punch your wife in the nose, and then she gets knocked out. When she gets up, you go, baby, I didn't punch you in the nose. She's like, I saw you, and you know, you fell and hit your nose. And if you say it with enough confidence to a weak-minded person, they will actually believe it. And that's what's happening is we're being gaslighted. And gaslighting's a natural thing. I'm sure you've all experienced a loved one or someone be really rude or mean to you and say something really horrible. And you say, you just said this to me. And they'll go, no, I didn't. You'll go, yes, you most certainly did 10 seconds ago. No, I didn't say that. That is a tactic that we see more and more in this society. And I'll say it psychologically, and it's in the psychological research papers that are out there. Women do that more often than men, and women are more susceptible to gaslighting. Women do it more, and they're more susceptible to it. Now, I'm not knocking women, just in the psychological archetypes, it's well known. Men are more likely to be psychopaths. Men are more likely to steal. Men are more likely to be into weird, deviant, bizarre stuff in the criminology. I think it's something like 25-1 men committing murders to women. It's almost 100-1 men being psychopaths versus women. So I'm not bashing women, but women are extremely suggestible and extremely manipulatable when they're in an unconscious state. And the whole culture is about putting people in that state. So what the Pentagon's doing, going, there's no plan for the military on the streets. It's crazy and anti-military. There's no plan to militarize. There's no plan to take over. Alex thinks we're taking over this summer. We're not going to invade and take over the State House. We didn't say you were going to do that. We said in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it talks about putting down rebellions in the states, including governors and legislators. Look it up. We said there's a plan for Brigade Homeland to have brigades in every region to suppress the people. And in all your training manuals that we got and we broke that are now all over the news from the Washington Post to Fox News, you train to take on your new number one enemy. And it isn't ISIS. It isn't Iran. It isn't Russia. It isn't China. It isn't drug lords. It is returning veterans. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, evangelical Christians, anti-Federal Reserve activists. And then you sit there and talk to me like I'm 2 years old and say, Joe Biggs claims he was in the Army and he's on the Alex Jones Show. That's in the Army Times. Little stuff like that. Every line is written to deceive people. Joe Biggs is a famous soldier because he had Michael Hastings and other people embedded with him in major battles in Iraq and Afghanistan, and was just, by the bad luck of it, blown up in armored vehicles twice in front of the media. And then everybody knows who Joe Biggs is. You can Google his name. You can see him in Army reports, you know, loading munitions 10 years ago. But they sit there and say, oh, how about this? How about I claim I'm a radio host, too? How about I claim the world's round?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones, dedicated American to our constitutional republic. Here is the headlines that are coming up. Conspiracy groups question USA Southcom mission in Texas. And boy, you talk about a disinfo piece. It's much worse than Stars and Stripes the day before. There are more than, let's not exaggerate, 20 major publications right now attacking us just on this front with disinformation. Because they need to win the war to condition the troops, number one, the police, number two, the people, number three, the legislatures, number four, that this is all normal. This is the incremental rollout that's coming up. This is a huge story. It's on drudgereport.com. Feds urge banks to call cops on customers who withdraw $5,000 or more. War on cash intensifies. Then UN warns world could have 40% water shortfall by 2030. That's their new fear-mongering. But they don't discuss this. Another month of record cold, but reasons to be optimistic as more snowstorms hit from Chicago to New York. Our laws, not Sharia. Female mayor tells unhappy Muslims, respect them, obey them, embrace them. The city's Muslim activists weren't happy. We've got video of that coming up in the next hour. And again, I'm not Islamophobic, but I am against radical Islam, and I don't like foreigners coming here and telling me, a libertarian constitutionalist, a real liberal, in the Thomas Jefferson vein, how to live. I'm tolerant, but you do not tell me how to live. And they got mad and said they want Sharia law. So see, this is smart of the city council. They're showing, no, this isn't made up that people want Sharia law. There's really a push and people setting up their own courts. And, you know, I'm sorry. My daughters aren't going to wear hoods on their heads. And I'm going to do whatever I want. And nobody, not the government or some Islamicist or some politically correct. See, I don't like politically correct either, with their own henpecking, you know, religion of talk like we talk, do what we do. No, no, I am not your slave. You do not control my mind. Got it? I'm an American. I'm into freedom. I'm into private property and my family and prosperity and 700 horsepower cars. That's what I'm into. Freedom. The Second Amendment. Not being a slave. Excuse me. I'm ranting. I'm just getting sick of it. And this huge article I mentioned, robots can replace almost half of jobs over the next 20 years. Former head of Apple comes out and says the future of AI is scary and very bad for people. That all ties together. 12,000 more illegal kids already over the border in the last month. Apple soon to be a $1 trillion company. Report Israel spied on Iran nuke negotiations. Monsanto hit with fine for genetically contaminating wheat supply. Rand Paul, I'm the only Republican that beats Hillary Clinton. I agree. That's why he's better than Cruz, is he's more libertarian than Cruz and attracts more liberals that aren't actually criminals. So, and that's what major polls have shown for a long time. We first reported on that a few years ago. Rand Paul's picking up on that. But before I go any further, with the anatomy of a PSYOP, with former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs here today, I want to just briefly tell you about our new product, one of many high-quality organic products of the highest concentrations at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Winter Sun. And if you guys give me a document cam shot, I'll show folks here. It's Ultra Vitamin D3, premium quality dietary supplement. You need this year-round, but especially in the fall, winter, and spring. And it is just a basic building block. This comes from lichen. So it's much more absorbable. According to the research Dr. Group and others have done, Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It's liquid. It's never been heated. It's processed by extracting oil from healthy nutrient-based plants known as lichens. It is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. Winter Sun. Winter Sun now available at InfoWarsLife.com. And we only got a certain amount in on the first run. And we don't do this as a gimmick to sell stuff, even though saying stuff selling out does, that is a sales tactic used. We actually don't know how good a product will do when it's in first run. So we used to sell out of the Nation Iodine for 2-3 months. We sold out of Supermelt for 2-3 months. We were sold out for 4 months of DNA Force. I thought this would take 2-3 weeks to sell out. It could be sold out by next Sunday. So if you want to try this out, it'll be about 3 to 6 weeks till we get more. Just like we've been sold out now of Super Female for weeks. If you want to get Winter Sun, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And regardless, you're supporting the broadcast. But this is basically a hormone. They call it vitamin D3, but it's one of the basic building blocks of the body. Most people are deficient. Most people don't absorb as much of it out of things like mushrooms and other things. Most folks get the synthetic, cheap vitamin D2, does nothing, according to the research we've seen. This is true, organic D3. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. Please also tell folks about our local AM and FM affiliates, support local sponsors, or become a sponsor of the local station you're listening to. Now, shifting gears, we're going to cover this for the balance of the hour. Not because it's InfoWars.com in the news. InfoWars.com and my reporters and our reports and yours truly are effectively being attacked 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day by national TV and by print. We can't even keep track of local papers and other talk show hosts attacking us. We're not crying about that. We love it. We're on a seek and destroy mission, to use military terminology from Vietnam, to find the globalists, to find their lies and engage them. We have the truth. We have Americana. We have common sense. We're ready. We are doing the right thing, standing up for basic freedom. So we're the good guys. We have nothing to hide. The enemy is constantly the globalists that have hijacked our country, that, again, on CNBC admit they have. I mean, this is all over the news. We're going into secret treaties right now, 33 secret points. One point was leaked last year by WikiLeaks, total end of Internet freedom. You notice they just did the power grab with the FCC to get in line with the treaty that Congress can't even see. Just like the head of the FCC said, I'm not even going to meet with Congress. I mean, they're announcing they're going to arrest you for pulling any cash out of the bank, $5,000. They're announcing they're getting ready to take your kids' education funds. I mean, it's so much tyranny. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10, that it's moving so fast. It is moving at warp speed. And then we get sent by one of our sources, I'll leave it at that, that, hey, this is hidden behind a firewall, but it's unclassified. They're supposed to be releasing this. A little bird just put it on Scripps, the big document site. So that's a trick. When something's supposed to be declassified, they'll still hide it. So now for 4 or 5 days, they've had the different publications, Stars and Stripes, Military.com, and others going, we don't know if the document's real, but these conspiracy theorists, claim that we want to take over Texas and Utah this summer and martial law. We're not going to have martial law this summer.
You notice how they don't deny the operation, though, whatsoever? They just keep trying to, move the attention away from the fact that that's going on and just keep throwing out the conspiracy term and keep attacking us so it takes people's attention off of the fact that there is a mission going to happen, just like it says in the documents. They're not denying it.
And then you got contacted by one of your friends that you served with,
yeah,
saying, shut up, it's a psyop, get you none of your business.
Yeah.
And then I have the Washington Post, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news. I want to get your take on this, Joe, but giving people background here. They're now in Army Times today saying the headline on InfoWars reads, Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. State site founder Alex Jones said in a taped segment that it's likely preparation for military action to follow an imminent financial collapse on the end of Barack Obama's presidential term. In another segment on the site, they try to act like we're confused. No, we're throwing out different options here, different scenarios. Joe Biggs, cited as a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, he's been in the Army Times many times, I mean, they know, loading munitions, said the exercises would prepare troops to throw citizens in FEMA, federal emergency management camps, citing as evidence the military's desire to train in an environment similar to where they'll fight. Well, they say in the document, to win our hearts and minds. Then they go on, but if you read the whole article, they call us conspiracy theorists. They say, oh, it's for overseas. Well, obviously it has dual uses, but they never debate the stacks of articles that we show in our video on InfoWars.com. It's red linked right now, that I shot last night. Army and MSM launched disinfo psyop against American people. We show more than 40 news articles and Rand Corporation and Pentagon documents admitting the main missions, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, and Tea Party, every chance they get during an emergency, they're gun confiscating, to get to see if the military will do it. And so it's not that we're against the military. We're against them being put in this position. And, Joe, the reason we know about this is because the military has been leaking the info before it was even declassified because they don't like being given this unconstitutional training. So there's a battle, not just for the hearts and minds of the people to go along with this, but the military. You've got a joint command of the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army, and the Marines, all four groups, the Marines under the Navy, with the sailors and soldiers of the Army, training clearly for logistics and to condition the public for military operations domestically. This is happening everywhere, and they admit in the Rand Corporation documents that we cite that it's part of a societal, quote, evolution towards the acceptance of a national police force administered by NORTHCOM. So NORTHCOM really runs it, but SOUTHCOM is going to coordinate it. Joe, it's outrageous. So as a veteran, and as somebody's been on the inside of this, what is your breakdown on what's currently happening?
Well, like you said earlier in the broadcast, Alex, we are over the target. They are shooting at us on all fronts now because we have essentially hit a nerve. You know, I expect way more attacks to come. I'm expecting way more attacks on my own service and what I've done. I'm sure they're going to be coming out in different articles saying this and that. But like you said, it's clearly out there. My record of what I've done is out there for people to see. It's in Dan Rather Reports, Episode The Commander, GQ, Obama's War, Men's Journal, all these different things show what I've done in my service, and yet they want to come and attack us and say that I'm cited as that. That's the one thing that just really pisses me off, that they're going to go ahead and say that I'm cited. No, I am a retired Army Staff Sergeant, so, I mean, that's the end of the point with that. But, I mean, this pisses me off to know that they're going to go and attack us because we're exposing the fact that they're trying to condition people to go along with this BS. It's disgusting. And like you said, the people who are leaking this stuff to us are soldiers in the military because they see what's going on is wrong. They want to get it out there. They know they can't do it, so they use people like us because they know we're going to do the right thing.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. And more importantly, the people on the outside, they're assessing the officers, the enlisted, the non-commissioned. They're assessing for future purges. It's already going on. Who is playing ball in the Navy SEALs, the Delta Force, the Marines, the Army Rangers? That's what this is an assessment. And they're going to have domestic groups, guys in plain clothes driving around, pulling all sorts of stuff. I used to go out and cover these events when Clinton was trying this. See, they've tried before. And the military rejected it. That's how I learned about this. Police and military rejected it, Joe. And we would go out and had them break in our hotel rooms, pull guns on us. They had an Army guy start setting fires in Florida, trying to blame it on us. I mean, let me explain, folks. This is dangerous to cover this because this is the globalists trying to run a psyop on the military.
Yeah, I mean, this is completely and totally out of control. And if you notice, in the articles, they go, well, they show these slides where it states that they say that the operators will be conducting suspicious activity. They never go, no, that's not what we didn't say that. They just say that we're stating that. Like I said, they keep changing. They keep moving the attention away. They never once deny the fact that those slides exist and that all the stuff written in it is real.
And there's going to be real training to stop terrorists blowing up power plants. There's going to be real training for Afghanistan. But because I've been to, no exaggeration, 30 or 40 of these, and my crew's been to more than that. But inside of that, they're going to have missions to take over courthouses and capitals and have nighttime raids and snatch and grabs and to take out the states.
Well, a mission just ended with the U.S. Army soldiers from the 202 Military Intelligence Battalion in Salt Lake City, Utah. They were conducting scenario-based surveillance, either dismounted walking or mounted driving, dressed in civilian clothes, walking through the seats doing the surveillance spy. You know,
my dad's uncle just died 2 years ago, and, I mean, he was an Army officer, and after that got recruited to the CIA, and all he told my dad was, he's dead now, but my dad knew about it, was that he basically was a hitman for the CIA. That's who they recruit, as Army officers. But they just sit here and act like this has never been going on. They just play stupid, Joe, and I'm sick of it. But now they're not training Army officers to, say, take out Russian spies in Chicago, the kind of stuff that my dad's uncle would do. They're training to take on the Tea Party with hit teams, and that's illegal. And we're going to talk about it.
Well, they know we're right. That's why they keep calling us conspiracy groups. Because years ago when we talked about the phone spying on you, but the phones having the back door to the NSA, when we said that the TVs were listening to you, when we said all this was going on, they said we were crazy, they said we're conspiracy theorists, and now it's all come out. It's just like, unless Snopes writes about it or if it's on Fox, it's not true. But we all know now that that's what's going on. When Michael Hastings got hit, his car blew up. We said that there was.
He said, I'm running. They're coming after me. You talk to his friends. And they killed him.
And we said, it's possible that a car could be hacked, taken over, and something like that could happen. No, you guys are crazy. You're out of your mind. Now it's all over mainstream media, and it's okay. Now they kind of forget the fact that they bashed us the entire time. And now we're kind of like, okay, they let us back in. And then now we come out talking about this. But wonder how they're going to feel in about 5 years when they're all locked up.
Well, Hastings became a total patriot. His wife's obviously a high-level spy working at the National Security Council in the actual Star Chamber. And Hastings, as you said, was in a lot of battles with you, wasn't scared at all compared to other media.
He was the bravest journalist I'd ever seen in combat.
And that's why he got all those powerful reports. He went on TV and said, evil's taken over. Republicans and Democrats are run. The nation's going under tyranny. We have to declare war on this. And they killed him.
I mean,
and they could kill us tomorrow, and don't say that we crashed the car, folks, or that we killed ourselves. It's not true. And we're not whining. We're not worried about it. We're doing the right thing here. There's no way we can just back down from this. But to watch them sit there and deny this is going on, they got a problem, Joe. You talk to the military. I talk to the military. Almost all of them are awake to what's going on.
Oh, yeah. It's not the soldiers you have to worry about. It's not the lower enlisted guys. It's the one who've been in there for years and years who are basically politicians at this point, working at the Pentagon, things like that. Those are the ones you have to worry about. It's not your everyday private to sergeant first class, master sergeant type ranks you've got to worry about. These are the guys who are just basically trying to make a living. They want to get out, do their time, take care of their family, go out, go home, go shoot guns, have a barbecue, you know, just live the American life. They're not out there.
And now they've been listed as the number one enemy when they have the takeover.
Well, and that's
the Pentagon can't get around the hundreds of documents saying that they're going to target the vets.
Well, it's another thing, too. A lot of my friends who are wanting to get out are now scared to get out and are willing to reenlist for another 10 years or so to finish off their to get their retirement because they know that the VA is so bad. They know that they're not going to be getting taken care of, that they have depression problems. They know that they've had problems with drug addiction when it comes to Percocets and things like that. These are problems created.
How are you doing? Are you finally getting any medical treatment for all your shrapnel and stuff now?
No, I just don't even worry about it. I just stopped going to the VA. At this point in time, it really doesn't matter. I leave it alone, and I don't take any. Anything.
Are you still coughing up blood?
That hasn't happened in a while, but I mean, I've kind of calmed down a lot of the stuff and started looking at a lot of the intake of what I was drinking or eating and kind of cut back on that to minimize it.
Good job.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I was a prisoner of doubt. Well, there is no doubt that the globalists have accelerated their takeover 300% in the last year. That's my real guesstimate, 300%. all hell is breaking loose. And the real psyop here is they're putting the military and the police in unconstitutional missions that are going to demonize them with the people. And then the globalists don't get the blame and sit there and deny it's going on, or then offer reforms that actually give them even more power over the police and military. So we owe it to the military to not let them be used in this treasonous way. And again, I'll say it, the most awake group is the military, next is the police. And the police have some of the biggest problems out there. But that's how the world works. It's usually a paradox. Like, America is the world's hope or the world's damnation. The military and the police are our hope or our damnation. That's how it works. You are the hope, listeners, or our damnation. You are the resistance. You are the answer. America is great. America has been special. America was given providence. George Washington and our founders were amazing. They did change the world. Do we just let the globalists usurp that and use a bunch of fancy propaganda on us? Look around you. Tyranny is accelerating. And they're going to target everyone. They put tyrannies in place to rob populations, to make you poor, to conquer you. Globalists want to conquer nations and enslave. Our founders wanted wealth and power and prestige. They believed in humanity. It's a Renaissance economy or a conquering economy. We become an empire. And now the empire is in trouble and it's looking to enslave us domestically. Because the empire is meant to fall into the larger global government empire. And they're telling those in the American empire, set up this police state, purge your people, and you'll run the empire. But in truth, they're going to be set up in the end as well. David Rockefeller and Brzezinski have written books. It's a plan to triple cross. So I know a lot of military brass others that go, yeah, we're an empire, big deal, the world's rough. Yeah, we do evil stuff, but be glad it's us, not somebody else. We're gonna run it here from the top, and it'll be all right, Jones. Why do you think he's still alive? You know, you ought to really join us. Stop being I've been told this by famous, you name it. You've heard some of them on the show. But off record, trying to get me to join them. And I'm just like, look long term. This is going to end up screwing everybody. Getting rid of due process is like the Ring of Mordor. It will bite you in the butt every time. I will not be part of this. Joe Biggs, again, what do you make of the massive rollout of TSA on the streets, military popping up everywhere, TSA popping up? What do you think they're building towards, Joe? Why do you think they're accelerating the power grab?
Well, it's like with the 1033 program. They're bringing all this military gear in, dumping it off. And do I really think that they want these police departments and fire departments to really use them? No, it's almost like the mentality when you're back in a garrison in the Army. You let the privates take care of the equipment, and when it's time to go train and actually do an exercise or to actually use it in combat, then you get to go play with the toy. The government's dumping off all this stuff strategically, placing it all across.
Letting locals pay for the upkeep.
Yes, let them pay for the upkeep. Let them do the maintenance, all that, make sure everything's fine. And when it's time that they want to come in, they take it over. They will use it. They will be the ones running up and down the street, driving the MRAPs, and they'll be essentially pushing the police aside, making them do smaller tasks. But the government will be the ones who run in. And
the police will be like interns.
Yeah. They're the ones who are doing the stuff now, the no-knock raids, all this, feeling like, hey, I'm going to, you know, this is going to pay off one day, but it's not going to. You know, all the stuff that they're doing right now is horrible. No-knock raids are the worst thing ever. And then on top of that, you start adding these MRAPs to it. You're rolling up. You're scaring the hell out of people.
They're expanding and quadrupling the size of SWAT teams. I mean, they're doing warrant service now just on marijuana stuff with armored vehicles and in middle-of-the-night stuff. It's a terror force.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got to think most people have some kind of firearm at their home. And what's anyone's reaction going to be when they hear it busting down at their door? To shoot. And then they use that against. They go, well, this guy, this suspect shot a cop in the face. Well, yeah, during a no-knock raid. What do you?
Because you're not a criminal. You're not expecting to be hit by a death squad.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.